The Government Operations Subcommittee will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair. Chair Fisher.
Here.
Representatives Borrero.
Here.
Chambliss.
Here.
Fabricio.
Here.
Federhoff.
Here.
Henson.
Here.
Jenny.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
McClure.
Here.
McCarty. McCarty. Rizzo.
Here.
Rodriguez. Rodriguez.
He's excused.
Thank you. Roth.
Here.
Sabatini. Sabatini. Schoaf.
Here.
Skidmore.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Zika.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Tamara. Show that Vice Chair Rodriguez, Representative McCurdy, and Representative Sabatini is excused. Electronic devices, members, please make sure that all your cell phones and communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in silent mode. If members of the public wish to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give it to staff. Good afternoon, members. I want to welcome you to the Government Operations Subcommittee. We have two bills on today's agenda. The committee has heard these bills in the past, so I think that things should go quickly, and we should have a lot of success today and get you out of here on time. The first bill that we have up today is House Bill 159, Public Records for Lottery Winners, by Representative Davis from Jacksonville. Welcome. You're recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate this. And the committee for hearing this bill. And yes, this is our second time at bat for this, so hopefully everything goes well. HB 159, the lottery bill, is, you know, when you're looking at people and they're winning lotteries, you know, you all may play. Everyone thinks about winning the lottery prize, right? Becoming a millionaire from just striking, you know, scratch off or something like that. But unfortunately, for some people to dream, that becomes a nightmare. And these winners endure all type of scams, harassment, and some here in Florida, even a loss of life. And so this is our effort to protect Floridians who win big with the Florida Lottery. Currently, the law exempts from public record the street address and the telephone number of winners unless they consent to the release of such information. HB 159 would allow those lottery winners of $250,000 or more to remain anonymous for a period of time, which is 90 days, unless they wish to release their information. After the 90 days, the winners would, their names would no longer be confidential or exempt. To quote the First Amendment Foundation, who is neutral on this bill, the exemption thoughtfully and properly balances the privacy concerns of lottery winners and the public's right to know. And that is the bill, Chair.
Thank you for explaining the bill. Members, do we have any questions on the bill? Representative Fabricio, you recognized for a question.
Representative, has the lottery commented on this bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Representative. They have. Actually, we worked with the lottery, the former secretary of the lottery, to come up with the $250,000 amount.
You're recognized for a follow-up.
Has the current secretary commented on the bill?
I have not spoken to the current secretary.
Members, do we have any other questions on the bill? Seeing no further questions on the bill, there are no amendments. Do we have any appearance cards? Do we have anyone from the public wishing to speak? You'll need to fill out a public testimony form if you do. Seeing no public testimony. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. And going back to my colleague's question, I'll ensure that we have a conversation with the current secretary of the lottery as we move the bill forward. Thank you for that.
Having
and I close.
Having closed on her bill, Tamara, please call the roll.
Representative Borrero?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fabricio?
No.
Federhoff?
Yes.
Henson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes.
McClure?
Yes.
McCarty? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini? Schoaf?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Sika?
Yes.
Chair Fisher?
Yes.
Passes favorably, 14 yeas, 1 nay.
14 yeas, 1 nay. Show the bill will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you. Thanks for coming today. Thank you, Chair.
Next, members will have House Bill 31, Firefighter Inquiries and Investigations by Representative Brisada Cabrera. And as you come to the microphone, I do want to just designate just formally, so I don't expect to have to leave before the end of the meeting, but Representative Federhoff will serve as our stand-in vice chair for the meeting. And let the record reflect, this is her second time doing so, and she does an amazing job at it. We're glad to have you here, Representative Vice Chair Federhoff. Representative Cabrera, Brisada Cabrera, you are recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. This is the same bill that we saw last year, the Firefighter Bill of Rights. It updates the Firefighter Bill of Rights during times of formal investigations and informal inquiries. It fixes a flaw which changes the definition of a formal investigation to the process which determines whether a firefighter should be disciplined. This bill would apply some of the rights to an informal inquiry by providing that a firefighter may not be threatened with a transfer, suspension, dismissal, or other disciplinary action during an informal inquiry or interrogation. That is the bill.
Having explained her bill, members, do we have any questions on the bill? Representative Roth, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Chair. We talked on the bill, and I do like the bill, and I did talk to my firefighters in Palm Beach County, and they like the bill. I think it's really important in this bill that you deal with intimidation, the idea of talking to a firefighter or an employee and referencing that they possibly could be fired or possibly moved or possibly doing something else during this type of investigation is just unbelievably bad. You do not, in my opinion, talk to employees when you're trying to deal with issues. You do not talk about whether or not they can be fired or not. That's really bad behavior on management, and I've said that for years. So I do have one question, sir, Chair. So this bill passed in the House, I thought, but it did not go in the Senate. Can you tell us why you don't think it went in the Senate? What was the holdup?
You're recognized to speculate if you like, but I this is the House.
I would never dare speculate, but yes, it is supported by the FPF and the fire chiefs, and we are more hopeful this year.
Members, do we have any other questions on the bill? All right, do we have any public testimony?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, we have Rocco Salvatore with the Florida Professional Firefighters. Wave in support. Sebastian Alexander, Professional Firefighters and Paramedics of Palm Beach County, waves in support. Good to see you here. We have Chief Ray Colburn, Florida Fire Chiefs Association, waves in support. Thanks for being here. And we have Austin Stowers, CFO and State Financial, State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas' office, waves in support. Do we have anybody else from the public that wishes to testify that did not submit a card? Seeing no further public testimony, members, do we have debate? Ranking member, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just want to say thank you to the firefighter community for being the heroes in our community that they are, and just proud to support this good bill that will help to support their cause further. Thank you.
Members, do we have any further debate? Oh, Representative Brisada Cabrera, I would just like to say it's been a pleasure working with you on this bill. I think a few years ago, we did a similar thing for law enforcement officers. I think you know, we've done it for them. The firefighters deserve similar protections as well. They deserve it in their own right. We've given it to other members, so they definitely deserve it. I look forward to continuing to work together with you to not just get it passed here, but also to work with our colleagues across the rotunda to get some movement over there as well. Because as the ranking member said, I mean, these guys are heroes. Men and women there are heroes, and they deserve protections, not just in their day-to-day job, but also when they're being investigated and looked into. They have rights, and we should be willing to protect those and stand for that. So thank you for bringing this great bill forward. You're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Wave close. Tamara, please call the roll.
Representative Guerrero?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fabricio?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Henson?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
McClure? McCarty? Rizzo?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Roth?
Yes.
Sabatini? Shove?
Yes.
Skidmore?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Zika?
Yes.
Chair Fisher?
Yes. Thank
you. 15 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Chair.
Show the bill reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative. Great job today. Members, had I known last week's meeting was going to be so short on procurement, we might have put all these together. I appreciate everybody coming in today and showing up. One closing comment that I would like to make, I know that some members have not been at committee, and we have extended excused absences to those that have asked for it. You know, my request that in the future, if you do ask for an excused absence, if you could provide some reasoning, and, you know, you don't have to give very explicit detail on what the reasoning is. There's still a lot of latitude granted towards asking for excused absences. You know, some of you know that I have allergy issues, and from time to time, it makes it difficult for me to attend every meeting. What I would ask is in the future, if you do ask for an excused absence, to provide some type of reasoning, just as a courtesy to your fellow members. With that, that concludes our committee agenda. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative and Acting Chair, Vice Chair Fetterhoff moves that we rise without objection. The meeting is adjourned.